25 hours since I lost my hope. Been 24 hours since I lost my dope. The bills are piling up at the door. They tax me, but they still want some more. Oh, oh, oh. It's war. War. This world has got me. War. This world has got me working 40 hours a week. So tired and stressed and I can't sleep. My rent is going up again. My paycheck still stays the same. The 1% is trying to break our backs. The callus on my hands are starting to crack. And all I wanted was a house and food. For my kids, but all I got's my heart breaking my ribs. It's war. War. This world has got me. War. War.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of the ever deadly hour with your ever deadly auntie. That's me. I'm Taylor, spirit named Brown Buffalo from the Sturgeon Clan and Broken Head Ojibwe Nation here on beautiful Treaty One territory. I'm very excited today. We have another special guest, and I'm hoping we can keep this momentum going on today's show. We have Leela Gilday from the Northwest Territories, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes to chat about her newest tour, newest album, winning a Juno, as well as a new language album. So you're not going to want to miss that. We have so much great music for you. And I want to do a shout out to the Amp Sessions, which we'll talk about there too, because we're playing some artists that were featured in that music program. But let's keep it rolling. It's all right here on the Ever Deadly Hour.
Maybe you can make sense of that town.
5. My name is Taylor. I hope you guys are doing really well. It's been a nice cold rainy day here in Broken Head all day long. So as I mentioned earlier, I kind of wanted to just kind of chat about the amp sessions. So we're playing some music that was featured by some of the artists that had went and they participated in this Aboriginal music program that saw them build skills on making music, touring, marketing, promo. And there's like this huge YouTube series as well. You can just Google amp sessions, and there's a ton of great music artists there, a ton of great songs that they perform, including, of course, everybody knows him, everybody loves him. It's William Prince from the Amp Sessions right here on UMFM 101.5, the Ever Deadly Hour.
I get so tripped up in things that ain't. Yes, that's how I justify my pain. Surely I could change my tune. Be better for me, thus better for you. The gears that run this carousel have rust. Worn out from old passengers and such. Were we tall enough to take this ride? Let's look within, then look outside. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. Now you can shine, baby, shine, baby, shine. Rest your lungs for a little while. Most of all, let no one choose what's better for me and better for you. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. And you can't unsee what your mind sees now. And I'm the best at leaving till I can't turn around. The truth's been coming for a while, I know. Can't make it blue, gotta let it grow. Can't make it blue, gotta let it grow. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go.
Everything you do just never works. Wanna find a place where it never hurts. Take away the pain, I feel so cursed. Wanna ask for help, but it just gets worse. Is this hell or is this earth? What's this lonely person worth? What's the purpose for my birth? Feel so lost and nothing works. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can't walk another mile. Enough. People want to mess with me, push buttons like I would a rug. But is it just a test for me? Sometimes I feel like giving up. Ain't that a sign that my mind has changed? Well, it isn't like the yesteryears, although it feels similar. Taste the whiskey on my breath, burning is familiar. Getting rowdy, cry for help, but no one wants to deal with you. Ain't that a sign that the times have changed? I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can't walk another mile on my own. Oh, oh. If you've seen the dark that I've seen in the struggle, you wouldn't walk another mile. I'm working on a better me. Mentally and physically, I battled with depression. It took its toll spiritually, but music was my weapon. On the battleground, it set me free. I fought the darkness to the light and realized I am a seed that grew from roots into a tree. And in me, there is medicine. Stand strong through the stormy winds and be there for my brethren. Never again will I cross the line. Wondering just who am I know that answer in my mind. I'm Anishinaabe, I am alive. I live for love and family ties. I'm standing strong, I can't rely on this strength to get me by. When times get hard, they will supply strength and spirit in my life. Ray of hope to set me right, and I won't have to wonder why. I'm here again another night on my journey, learn to fly. I made my goals, I set my sight, embrace the winds of change again. There's turbulence in every flight, cause lessons learned with shaky wings are blessings earned. Control the fright, don't let the darkness send your way, stop your heart from doing right. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm gonna make it if I gotta on my own. Dark and I've been through the struggle. I'll go the extra mile on my own. See the light at the end of the tunnel. Gonna make it if I gotta on my own.
To all my beautiful relatives and all my cousins, aunties, uncles, cookums, mishums, mums and dads, little ones and older ones from across Turtle Island. My name is Taylor, your favorite auntie. You can follow The Ever Deadly Hour on TikTok, Insta, Facebook, all the social media sites under The Ever Deadly Hour. Now, back to business. We are very excited to have a very special guest here today. Her name is Lila Gilday. She is a Juno Award winning Indigenous musician whose brave and encouraging words are known within her music. She has just released an album, North Star Calling, that is a healing journey and recognizes that a healing journey is full of all different types of emotions, from pain to joy, to love, to sadness. And here is some of our interview that we did earlier today. I kind of just wanted to start by talking about the Light of a New Fire tour and like when it starts, all the like where you're gonna head, like what your plans are, and like exactly what you're planning for the tour.
Yeah, well, most of the tour is finished already. We actually embarked on it a couple of weeks ago and we did dates in Alberta, and then we flew over to Ontario and did some dates in Ontario. And this upcoming date in Winnipeg was kind of an add-on because I really, really wanted to play in Winnipeg. And so, yeah, it's been, like I said, 6 years since we played in Winnipeg. The tour is featuring a lot of songs from North Star Calling, my last record that just won the Juno last year. And then also it's actually premiering some of my new songs in Dene Ke. So my forthcoming record is going to be all in Dene language, which is really like, it's been a huge journey. So this tour is to promote kind of, or not promote, but share those songs with people.
So you mentioned, like, I was going to bring this up, but since you brought it up already, how was the Juno experience and everything like that? That must have been so exciting for you.
It was so exciting. And it's funny because that you know, winning that Juno, first of all, I did not expect to win. It took me completely by surprise. And then it was also nominated in the Contemporary Roots Album of the Year category, which is the first time I've been nominated outside of the Indigenous category. So it was like a really exciting thing that, you know, of course, with COVID, that it didn't happen in person, but I got to experience it here in Yellowknife with my family, like here in Denendeh, and we were just gathered. And so it was a really beautiful experience, actually. In my heart of hearts, I was like, oh, I really do wish that I could see some of my colleagues that I haven't seen in so long. But actually having that happen here with my family and friends, you know, gathered, like, well, with my family, my cousins are my best friends. So my family gathered all here. And that was really amazing.
You've touched on your newest album, North Star Calling, and the album, it's super powerful. And sometimes it hits really hard with the audience and the rawness. You can hear it in your songs and in your voice. How was the recording process? Like, I could just imagine it was just a whirlwind of emotions, but I'd love to know more about the recording process of this magnificent album that you've come up with.
Musi Cho, Taylor, I really appreciate you commenting on that and asking this question. It was a very, I had to dig really deep for this record. And I think, you know, part of the reason that I was able to go there was I met this incredible producer out of Toronto. And actually, she is the first woman to be nominated for a Juno in the Recording Engineer of the Year category this year. Her name is Hill Kourkoudis. And she helped me to really go to places that were quite vulnerable. And I think just as an artist maturing, coming to sort of in my healing journey, you know, all of the things that we do as we grow, hopefully as we grow, it was just the perfect alignment of factors to be able to share the stories that I wanted to on this record. And to be very, very honest, a lot of times in past, you know, I have a very big voice. I trained in opera. And so it's easy for me to kind of dazzle people with this like big voice. On this record, I mean, I do some very out loud singing, but there's a lot of instances where I'm just like this close to the mic and I'm just singing in a very like vulnerable way and not doing vocal gymnastics, not trying to like wow people, but just being super honest. And I think that really strikes people.
Definitely understand that you're probably on your own healing journey as well, right? And how has that kind of shaped you today, like your own healing journey? Or what type of advice could you give to those who are also on a healing journey, like such as myself?
I don't know if I have any advice per se, because I think you'll know that everybody kind of finds their own journey and their own way. Like it has to be, you know, we're all different, even though we as Indigenous people, we share similarities. You know, we all have sort of this colonial legacy of trauma, and but our people are different, our nations are different, our land is different. So all of the things that combine to make us individuals will really provide the keys to what you need for your healing journey. And like for me, this past couple of years since COVID forced, you know, the complete shutdown of my industry, you know, nobody was playing music live anywhere in Canada. And thank goodness for online shows, but it really did dismantle our way of life and our living. And in a way that actually forced me to really sit down and examine some of the practices that I've been kind of engaging in over the last 25 years of my career, you know, extreme personal sacrifice, getting burnt out on the road, going into debt for music. You know, I love music, but as an individual, as a person, it's not beneficial to me or my community to really make these huge health and personal sacrifices. So COVID has actually forced me to take account of that. It's also been the first time that I've been able to walk out on my land in all four seasons, like be at home for all four seasons in a row. And that's the first time in probably 30 years. So that coupled with my journey of language reclamation. So for the first time in my adult life, I'm learning my language, and I was never taught my language as a child. So this has been a very, very powerful and an emotional journey of healing and reclamation for me. So yeah, those are some of the things that I've been doing for myself personally.
You said you weren't really raised with the language and stuff, but yet you're working on an album that's going to be in the language. Oh my God, what a huge accomplishment. How is that going?
It's definitely one of the most challenging things I've done in my life. And certainly I'm still just a very baby language speaker. Like I can ask you how you are, ask how your kids are doing, tell you if it's snowing outside, like very simple language speaker. So the songs that I'm writing, because songs are really about poetry and communicating, worlds and stories. And so I'm working with collaborators to write those songs. So I'm doing the entire music portion. We'll talk about an idea or a story that we want to share in the song. And then mostly they're my cousins helping me to write these songs in. And it's not just in my dialect, because I'm working with a couple of different people. So I have a couple of songs in Dene Jati, and then there'll be quite a few songs in Dene Kede, which is the Satugut Ine language. So yeah, I'm really excited because we're going to be recording this later this year. So I'm just working on writing the rest of the songs. This tour, the Light of the New Fire tour, I created the title because I feel like it is a new age, and particularly on this language reclamation journey and sharing these songs. Actually, the first rehearsal that we did, that was 2 years before I saw my band. And the first rehearsal we did of one of the new songs, I started bawling my eyes because it was like, oh, it was just so beautiful to be able to sing with my band in harmony in my language. And I just think it's really so many of our stories are about resilience and like getting through, and which is beautiful. But let's also celebrate, let's like feel that joy and in the journey, in the healing journey of language reclamation, and like really enjoy ourselves. Like that's, what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Everything doesn't have to always focus on the trauma, right?
Exactly.
Like, there's a brilliant to language revitalization. Are you noticing, like, is it a little bit easier kind of singing in the language or learning like your songwriting skills as opposed to sitting there studying it? You know what I mean? Is there?
Yeah, for sure. There's a difference. Music and singing lyrics uses a different part of our brain so than speaking language or like reading language. So that's actually helped me to internalize some of the, I'm able to really visualize what I'm singing. Whereas a lot of the time when I'm speaking, I'm just trying to remember like, how do you say that word or what tense this is, or like, I'm a very beginner language speaker. So, yeah.
Next question is, you reflect on like your surroundings in the North and things like that. How has the land and the water of the North shaped you as a singer-songwriter today?
Oh, I think it's had a profound effect. Dene worldview is that we are not separate from our land and water. So I'll frequently go out and we call it like paying the land or paying the water. So putting tobacco down and acknowledging that connection and the spirits that exist in the land and water. I I feel completely connected to my land and territory.
Awesome. Awesome. So before I let you go, let's hear about the deets about your show in Winnipeg. Where is it? Is there any opening acts? Where can people get tickets? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'm so stoked to be playing. It's actually being presented by Segihiwe Festival. And so they're going to be presenting me, and our opening act is Isla Barker, who I met a few years ago back at AMP Camp, or the Indigenous Music Program. An amazing young singer-songwriter. I shouldn't call her young. I mean, she is young, but like, she's a powerful woman, singer-songwriter. So she'll be opening the night. It's going to be at the Goodwill Social Club on April 27th. I've never been to the venue, but it looks like a really nice listening room. And the tickets are, I believe they're $20. And there's an Eventbrite link on all my social media. So if you just look up Lila Gilde in any social media form, you'll find a link to buy tickets. But I think they'll be available at the door as well.
Chimiigwech ekose to Lila for joining us today. It was such a pleasure to have such a remarkable woman join us on the Ever Deadly Hour. This is her song, North Star Calling, from her newest album, Juno Award-winning album, on the Ever Deadly Hour.
It on me, though there is no mistake. The look in your eyes is all I can take. Fall on your knees and empty your gun. Surrender. My dear mother, I wish you well. I can't stand to see you cry. So I had this taste in hell, and I wiped the tears from my eyes. My sweet brother, will I see you again? There's so many things I long to say. Life has dealt you a bad hand, and all I can do is pray. From that dock on the lake, I wish I could give you back all the things your life could take. My dear brother, is there no other way? Surely you deserve a chance. I wish I could hold.
Take me, hear me, for I float away. shadow hands got a hold of me, holding so tight that I can barely see. And times like these remind me how it feels to breathe. I used to say days like this will never come, but if they did, thank God I've got my gun. Misery tends to keep company, so take me, hear me, for I float away into my grave. Do you hear what I say? Take me, hear me, for I float away, for I float away. And all I know is I'm lost when I'm alone without you here, without you.
That's it, we're done. Another edition of the Ever Deadly Hour here on UMFM 101.5 in Treaty 1 territory, located at the University of Manitoba. You know, we may only be a campus radio show, but we are making waves, baby. We're making moves, I tell ya. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, the rest of your weekend. Next week, we got another brand new show for you, so you're not going to want to miss it. Tune in every Saturday to the Ever Deadly Hour from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on UMFM 101.5. Bye!
Hey, way, aye, yo. Hey, way, aye, yo. Don't tell me you want me, need me or love me, because I'm no longer your baby. Hey-o, 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 hey-way. Our love's been thrown out the door. Don't